I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. The Republican-led U.S. House of Representatives narrowly passed a budget resolution Tuesday night that combines massive tax breaks with massive spending cuts. The resolution was approved by a vote of 217 to 215, with only one Republican joining all Democrats to oppose the measure. The proposal calls for $4.5 trillion in tax breaks and $2 trillion in federal spending cuts, including billions of dollars for such social programs as Medicaid, which provides health insurance for low-income Americans. House Speaker Mike Johnson said the resolution fulfills President Donald Trump's wish for Congress to pass, quote, one big, beautiful bill that will be a key part of his domestic policy agenda.
We have a lot of hard work ahead of us, but we are going to deliver the America First agenda. We're going to deliver all of it, not just parts of it, and this is the first step in that process.
The vote was delayed for several hours as some House Republicans expressed concerns about the size of the spending measure. Congressional Democrats called the Republican budget proposal reckless, claiming it would harm low-income and middle-class Americans. The Republican-controlled Senate has moved forward on its version of the budget due to uncertainty about the House version. House and Senate leaders will now have to reach a compromise before a budget bill goes to Trump for his signature. The United States and Ukraine have a framework deal in place for a joint fund to reinvest revenue from Ukrainian natural resources. According to officials familiar with the negotiations, the plan would include investing 50% of proceeds from Ukraine's minerals, oil, and gas. The United States would commit to the development of a, quote, stable and economically prosperous Ukraine. This is VOA News. The framework does not include U.S. security guarantees for Ukraine. Officials said negotiations were ongoing. Armed gangs launched a fresh attack on Haiti's capital before dawn on Tuesday, killing residents in the Delmas 30 neighborhood and causing more residents to flee, as gangs continue to operate unchecked in the Caribbean nation. Reuters correspondent Naima Pratton reports.
Local Alexis Josue was among those leaving the area.
I used to live at Delmas 30, but now I don't know whether to go up or down, whether to turn left or right. Why are we in this situation? Wherever they go, we run.
Close to 10% of the Caribbean's most populous country have been internally displaced. That's after a years-long conflict in which the gangs, who are armed, well-funded, and in a broad alliance, have expanded and cemented their control over much of the capital and surrounding areas. Local rights group RNDDH said that they were not yet able to estimate a death count of Tuesday's events, but they heard reports of several people being killed or shot and several houses set on fire.
That was Reuters correspondent Naima Pratton. Shareholders of U.S. tech giant Apple voted to keep its diversity, equity, and inclusion policies in place on Tuesday. Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite reports.
Long a bugbear for conservatives, such programs have now been targeted by Donald Trump's new administration. Other major tech firms, including Meta and Alphabet, dropped DEI measures before or after Trump returned to the White House. A motion to do likewise was submitted to Apple's annual shareholder meeting by the National Center for Public Policy Research, a group that describes itself as a free market think tank. Company chief executive Tim Cook said Apple's strength came from hiring the best people from all backgrounds. But he said Apple's policies might have to evolve amid the changing legal landscape.
That was Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite. Scientists have finally given the all-clear to Earth from a newly discovered asteroid. AP correspondent Marcia Dunn explains.
The good news is that after 2 months of looking at this thing with telescopes, scientists have decided that it's almost negligible. There's essentially no worry about an impact to Earth. Now, the bad news is that the moon is now slightly in the crosshairs, about a 1.7% chance of the asteroid hitting the moon in 2032. But I am assured by NASA's top asteroid watchman that those odds will probably go down to zero for the moon, too.
That was AP correspondent Marcia Dunn. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. I'm Richard Green, VOA News.